that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city. Today on Church and State, we'll be addressing the Let Us Worship controversy, part two. I didn't get to enough of it. Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier, once again, your favorite far-right shock jock. Before I begin with the continuation, go figure, I had to do a two-parter. Let's go on over to churchandstate.media. Once again, this is our website, and this is how you support us as we continue to grow as we are one of the bigger alternative media sources for this region. I know a lot of Patriots watch this show and appreciate what we're doing, and we appreciate you for continuing to watch us, even if we do say way too many controversial things. So if you like what you see, if you like what we're doing, go to the website, churchandstate.media, and download the show, share them everywhere, get on the podcasts. There's a lot of material out here for you. Also, you can donate directly to us, and I highly recommend that everybody do that, because this does cost money to produce a show 5 days a week, where I'm, most of the equipment and everything that I'm looking around at, and, you know, we got volunteers here. I mean, but it's a big production, and we need your help for it. So go ahead, and you can either donate to us with cash, or you can do it with Bitcoin. Also, if you want to take advantage of all of our fine affiliates who have a nice showcase. Ah, there we go. Photo Brick. This is a wonderful, wonderful local group here. Wonderful people. And if you've got just an amazing picture, maybe it's your wedding, maybe you're just screenshotting me right now, and you're like, I want that in my garage. Or maybe, where else could you? Maybe in the loo. That'd be weird. But anyway, you can do amazing pictures with, it's like Legos. You can literally build them. Look how fun that looks. I want to do that. Also, you can do s'mores or these wonderful grilled cheese sandwiches that you can just do in your toaster. It's so simple. Why wouldn't you buy that? Buy that product. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. You need this product. Making s'mores and grilled cheese sandwiches in your toaster. It is that easy. All right, I know nobody's roasting s'mores over a fire right now, not with the way Spokane is. So here you go. It's summertime. You still want that just wonderful treat. Do you guys like s'mores? Yeah? You? Okay, yeah. See, nobody, I know Chris is going to be upset about this, but I one time made a s'more with bacon in it. It was so good. Try that. I guarantee you. Delicious. It's awesome. Anyway, if you want to get a hold of us, Church and State, 1776 at proton.me. Continue to shower me with your emails. I love them. All right. We're going to continue on with our coverage of this Let Us Worship controversy, because it just keeps going. And in the previous show, I addressed more of the Kingdom to the Capitol tour and the article that was put out by Range Media, and how they just continue to just not understand Christianity as a whole, and how they're trying to phrase it as Christian nationalism, as this is some evil thing that the entire world needs to unite against and combat. Obviously, that's not the case, and it proves that they don't understand Christianity, nor do they understand patriotism. That's really what the conclusion is there. But I didn't get to address the controversy surrounding Let Us Worship, and so I felt like I would take the entire episode to do just that. Now, before I begin, let me just say this, okay? And I shared this on the previous episode as well. Look, I've had a week. I've had a week where I got hit by I didn't get hit by a car. I got rear-ended as I was stopped at a stoplight. And then I had to evacuate my house due to the fires here in Spokane County. And so I really took on more of a supportive role for this event. Most of the time when I'm engaged, whether it be a Church and State event or a TPUSA faith event, usually I'm a lot more on the ground and doing a lot more things with it. In this case, no. Basically, for me, I was there to support any pastors that were there. And so we had a round table behind the scenes with Sean Foyt and Jay Koopman, where we prayed before the event. And I made sure that the pastors that were showing up were, had the proper credentials and brought them back there. And then I basically ran the TPUSA Faith booth that was there. So I was giving out a lot of free material and talking to individuals about what we do at TPUSA Faith. So it wasn't my event. Okay. And so I wanted to say that. I wanted to bring that to the audience's attention because a lot of what I'm going to be saying is from my own perspective. And while I may be considered an inside guy on this event in particular, I really was just playing a supportive role. With that being said, many of you came to the podium last Sunday at 5 p.m. and worship Jesus. And of course, the media is doing one thing that they always do. They always try to downplay the number of people in attendance. My estimation, about 4,000 people. Now, after doing events for so long and protests for so long, I've actually gotten pretty good at gauging the amount of people that are at an event. And so I feel very comfortable saying there were about 4,000 Christians that were worshiping God at the podium on Sunday night. Now, some of the pastors that were there got on stage and were able to pray before the event. And if you listen to their prayers, and there is an individual that we'll address here in a little bit that has a lot of the video footage of what occurred there. But overwhelmingly, it was a call by Christian leaders to return to God, to get back into His graces, and for Christians as a whole, as a people group, to engage in their culture. Now, we also had, of course, the controversial pastor, Matt Shea, that was there, right? And Matt Shea is the boogeyman for the Pacific Northwest. I mean, any time that the media or the political pundits or whatever need a boogeyman, of course, it's going to come down to Matt Shea. So he was a part of this as well, all right? And big deal. He's a pastor that wanted to engage with the event. Okay, so he got up there, of course, and prayed. And then Nadine Woodward was brought up with some other political people as well. Earl Moore, Jessica Yeager, Natalie Polson, all were on stage as well. And they prayed. And when you really examine the prayer, I don't see anything too wrong with what was said. And why don't we just go ahead and read some of what was said in the prayer that Matt Shea gave to or prayed over the mayor and these other political pundits here, right? So, Father God, we pray blessing over the leaders you have chosen for this time, that you would give them your wisdom, that you would give them supernatural love, Lord, that you would give them supernatural discernment, that you would increase their faith, that you would increase their joy, that they could laugh in the middle of crisis, Lord. And he did follow that up because he probably realized that the media would, of course, take this out of context. But he said that he needed to clarify, meaning that leaders aren't laughing during a crisis, not laughing at the crisis, but knowing that you are still on the throne. He also said, give them courage, your courage, to stand in the foundation, the rock of Jesus Christ. Give them right now, Lord, the unwavering ability to speak the truth into the darkness. No matter what anybody says around them, they will glory and honor that they will glory and honor and praise you in every single thing they do. Jesus, mighty name, and everybody in one gigantic shout said, Amen. So as a Christian, is there anything wrong with this prayer? Do we not pray for our leaders? And this is something that the left continues to dismiss or discourage or to take out of context. But as Christians, we do pray for our leaders. We pray that they would turn to Him, that they would rule in a godly way, that they would not act as tyrants, that Romans 13, that we would submit to them so long as they are an agent of good. Right? These are prayers that oftentimes you hear from the lips of Christians. But of course, because he's the boogeyman, they got to write it in a way that makes it look like all of these individuals on stage with him are white Christian nationalists, the scary word. And I've known, obviously, working in politics for as long as I have, I know all of these players. I know a lot of them very well. And there was considerable backlash, of course. There was an individual named Joseph, I believe is his name. He was on Twitter, and he was there. And let's just show an image of this guy for our audience, Chris, if you have it. Because this individual, he's just the embodiment of what's wrong with the left. All right, in his name, Joseph, he, him. So I will give him credit that he's not confused about his sex. At least he acknowledges that, yes, indeed, he is a man. But he's in a mask. He's masked up. He stuck out like a sore thumb at the event. He's the only guy in a mask. And he was, of course, aggressive in trying to get his film footage of the event. This is the guy that was there and posting all of these videos and pictures of what occurred here. Now, of course, the mainstream media rolled in right away and jumped all over this. And there's been article after article, news report of what went down at the Let Us Worship event. He clearly doesn't have an understanding of what we were trying to do there. But unfortunately, the mayor made a wrong move, in my opinion. You see, the thing about politics is there's always going to be controversy. And so if you get on stage with some individual that you don't necessarily approve of, you don't give them a story to write about. I've encouraged this over and over again with politics. There's a great movie. It's Patriot Games. Harrison Ford. And the president had a friend who ultimately got caught up and was murdered by drug dealers. And all of his cabinet was all encouraging him to walk it back, to say, no, I barely knew the guy. You know, we had a couple of associations. And Harrison Ford's character in it says, go the other route. Don't say we were good friends. Say we were great friends. You address it head on. You don't give him anything to write about. You see, if I would have been an advisor for Mayor Nadine, I would have just given him nothing to write about. And I would have said, the best statement you can possibly make here is you turn it back on them. And you say, I went to an event during a time of crisis where thousands of people came to worship God and to pray for our county. And you all are making it a story about Matt Shea. Shame on you. That's what I would have said. And that's the best thing you possibly could have said to these people who are your enemy. The media, most of the politicians, they're controlled. So you make a statement like that, and the story goes away. And the people who are hungry, who are desperate for bold leaders, would rally behind you. But instead, you chose a different path. And you made a statement. Let me find it here. I strongly condemn Representative... Oh, wait, this is from years ago. This is from 2019, I believe, where she said something like that. So I'm not going to read that one. But she basically says that Matt Shea politicized the event and that she should have given due diligence to understanding what the event was about and who would be on stage and who would be speaking. And she continues to condemn the policies of Matt as a danger to our democracy. Well, one thing that I'll just correct real quickly, we're not a democracy. Why do we continue to allow our leaders to claim that our country is a democracy? It's beyond me. But that's not the point of this show. She chose that path to try to pander. But here's the problem. Now you've angered both sides. Now you've made it to where a lot of patriots out there, people that you were hoping to get a vote from, are now going to say, look at that. The mayor who was just photographed in June at the Pride Parade, very proudly waving that rainbow flag, is now coming out and blasting a Christian patriot event. You also have the left, who was already angry at you, but now they're even madder that you went to this event. And do you think a statement like this is going to encourage them to vote for you? Were they ever really going to vote for you? I don't think so. In fact, Earl Moore, who was also on stage here, had a much better statement where she basically just said, I am a prayer warrior, and that's why I was there. Good job. Good job on that one. That's what should be said. Stop making a story about your boogeyman and realize that the story is that thousands of Christians showed up to worship God, that the event had been planned for months, by the way, and that we prayed for our community. We prayed for rain. Hey, it's Tuesday now as I'm recording this show. And you know what it's doing right now in Spokane? It's raining. Maybe it worked. Maybe there is power in prayer. Well, let's just go ahead and, Chris, for the sake of the audience, I want to play some of the video footage of the prayer. I've already read it to you, but I want to bring this to the audience's attention. This is what was said. You can hear it from their own words. So don't take it from me. Take it from the actual footage. Go ahead and play it.
And I want you to extend your hands right now. Because we've got an enemy we need to fight. His name is Satan. We don't need to be fighting each other. Amen? So extend your hands right now. We're going to pray over them. Father God, we pray a blessing over the leaders you have chosen for this time. God, that you would give them your wisdom, that you would give them supernatural love. Lord, that you would give them supernatural discernment. You would increase their faith. You would increase their joy that they could laugh in the middle of crisis, Lord God, because you are with them, not laughing at the crisis, but knowing that you are still on the throne. And Lord God, we speak right now your love, your peace, and your joy into your leaders right now. And God, put a burden on our hearts to pray for them even after this event, even into the next year, to pray for them, Lord God, in the middle of the night, to pray for them during the day, God. And God, I pray right now they would just feel your warm embrace and your love. Lord, encourage them. Give them courage, your courage.
All right, go ahead and pause there. I'm not going to play all of it, but you can clearly see that this is just a prayer. It's a prayer that I find nothing wrong with, and I guarantee you most of our audience is not going to find anything wrong with this either. Because it's a prayer. It's asking the Lord to bless our elected leaders. Not our selected leaders, like most of the other nations in the world. So shouldn't we encourage that? Shouldn't we expect that from pastors? Sean prays for her afterwards as well. And there's nothing wrong with it. But of course, the left comes in. And we got Ben Stuckert from the Spokesman Review article. He's, of course, very, very angry, and it starts with this. Former City Council President Ben Stuckert, who ran for mayor and lost to Woodward in 2019, cursed repeatedly as he responded to Woodward's assertion that she was not aware Shea would be at the event and rejected that Woodward attended to pray for the victims of the region's ongoing fires. It was well known that Shea would be in attendance, and the views of Foyt alone should have been enough for the mayor to stay away, Stuckert said. It's just so disgusting, Stuckert said. If a Christian white nationalist asks you to stand up on stage and be prayed for, you say no, and you leave the room the moment you figure out that person's there. You don't go to a white Christian nationalist event put on by Christian nationalists and not expect the Christian nationalist to be there, he said. Boy, how many times can you say Christian nationalist in a sentence? Here's the thing, Ben. I've got a real problem with you. Because people like you on the left would go and, I don't know, participate in a BLM rally. People like you would declare that the Antifa riots were really the summer of love. Your hypocrisy is showing here quite clearly. So I disagree with you. Maybe Nadine doesn't like Matt. In fact, she doesn't like Matt. But she likes what we're trying to do. She likes the fact that there's thousands of Christians attending a worship night, talking about praying for our country, praying for our county. And so, yeah, she may have disagreements with Matt. They may not like each other. But how many events have you gone to with people that you don't like? How many times have you defended organizations that have communist ties, that are literally intending to burn down our nation? That's a real problem there. Also, Ben? Really? Like, when were you last relevant? That's a great question. I think I have an answer for you. Go ahead.
Apologize, I forgot you were there. You may go now.
In the immortal words of Doc Holliday, I forgot you were there, man. Go ahead and just exit. You're not relevant. You don't matter anymore. Did you ever really matter? You're a blowhard, an angry leftist that the people of Spokane said, no, we don't want you to lead our city. The article continues to go on with Matt has now addressed Nadine from Twitter, or from X, whatever you want to call it these days, and said that, yeah, you absolutely knew what this event was, that I didn't politicize the event, you did. We got to stop the infighting. Okay, this is not what this is about, and it's taking away from really what Let Us Worship was supposed to be about. You've allowed the media to come in and to dictate the terms. Stop attacking each other right now. Look, I don't necessarily agree with either one of these individuals. Right? But the point of Let Us Worship was to worship. It wasn't about ego. It wasn't about the personalities of Nadine Woodward or Matt Shea. But now, unfortunately, it's become that. So as Christians, and for the media that watches this show that is hoping to get some sound bites from it, that's my response to you. It's not about this. It's about the fact that Christians gather together to worship God, the Savior of the world. And we want nothing to do with this trash, with this garbage of people fighting. People saying they didn't know. People saying they did know. People saying it's a political event. There was nothing political about that event. That event had one purpose. And we've got to stop falling into what they want. You don't think that the Spokesman Review, KXLY, Range Media are literally giddy because now they've got this story to run with? Does it really take that much intelligence to figure out that you just don't bite? Or are you that fish that sees that tasty worm, gotta take a bite, not understanding the hook is what's gonna end your very existence? Move away from all of this. Move away and stay on target. In the military, that's what we did. Okay, you stayed on target. When somebody was in your crosshairs, you didn't worry about what was going on next to you. You didn't get off into the weeds. What you did is you put rounds down range until that threat was no longer a threat. And right now, in today's America, Christianity is under attack. And so that should be our major focus. Return to the Lord. Christians, get in this fight. And stop with this trash that is simply designed to distract you. None of this matters. What matters is worshiping God, engaging in the Great Commission, reading from His holy word, and ensuring that we have the ability as Christians to worship our God as we see fit. And that's why we engage in the political system, to ensure that no government is established that can shut down a church, that can deem it unessential or not essential. A government that can say, you've got to put masks on to worship God. You've got to be separated by 6 feet. You've got to have, where you have to log on online and actually make an appointment to go into a church. That's what's at stake here. It's not a conflict of personalities. It's not Christian nationalism. It's the fact that they don't want you to engage in your faith. And if you can't come together and understand that and fight back against that, then we've already lost. We've already lost, and it's only a matter of time before they come for people like me first and put me in re-education camps and separate me from my family. And so, yeah, some of what I'm talking about and some of what I'm doing, I'm selfish in, because I don't want that. But I don't know how to be silent. But I have an expectation that there are plenty of you out there that understand what's at stake and are going to engage in the fight. That I'm not going to stand up against these tyrants for nothing. That I'm going to become some patriot martyr. It's not what I want for my life, but it requires each and every one of you to engage in this system and to not be afraid to be called names and to be not afraid when government comes after you and tries to shut down your businesses or tries to mandate a vaccine on you. It requires us to be bold together. And if we were bold together, there's not a single thing that they can do against us. So Christians, live out your faith. Worship God in the public square. And don't be afraid to do any of that. Because the greatest fear we should have is that God turns us away as we try to enter heaven's gate. Church and State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church and the Constitution Party, empowering you to put faith in action. And with that, Church and State is out.
Welcome to the fire.